live back in the Friday Night Lights studio here at Broadcast Central. We've got several games going on, including Pekin taking on BGM. We're also broadcasting the Wayne game. We've got the Ames-West Des Moines Valley game also being broadcast out of our broadcast studios here high above the Albia Square at Broadcast Central. Friday Night Lights, and let's get you a complete rundown. Crew up here doing a fantastic job getting all the scores in from all the games around the entire state of Iowa. The final eight teams are left in each class. And don't forget, you can get live scores on the KIIC Thunderbolt app and your favorite app store. You can download that free of charge. It's brought to you by your Albia Napa know-how. If you want to know how your team is doing, let the Thunderbolt app bring you all the scores live as we get them here. Just download the Thunderbolt app on your smartphone device free of charge from Google Play or from iTunes. Click on the scores tab and you'll get them live as we get them here at the studio at Friday Night Lights. And this update is brought to you by Dewey Motor, also by your Albia Hy-Vee, Mick Furniture, and Lathrop Construction. Let's take a look around the state of Iowa in just a second, but let's get you some of the closer games as Wayne traveling to Adair-Casey to take on an unbeaten Adair-Casey squad. They trail Wayne of Cord and the Falcons trail right now 38-6. You can listen to Kevin Comer live right now on stream number 4 at KIICradio.com or on the Thunderbolt app. You can click on the Wayne tab and listen to that broadcast live as well. A couple of the other local games has BGM Brooklyn now up on Pekin by the score of 23-8. Pekin Panthers played BGM a little closer on the last game of the season, but right now BGM at home taking on Pekin. They have them 23-8. That game live right now on our sister station 106.9 FM, and you can hear that broadcast also on stream number 7 at KIICradio.com. All right, a couple other games. A little surprise here out of Pella. Pella playing host to Washington. Washington scores first, and they currently lead Pella by the score of 7-0. That game has gone to the halftime break. Again, Pella 11-0 on the season, unbeaten. Trails Washington at this hour at the half, 7-0. And another close one that we're keeping an eye on has Iowa City Regina now just leading Maquoketa Valley Delhi near the halftime break here by 3. 10-7, but Iowa City Regina on a 50-some game win streak. We stopped counting after about 53. Again, Iowa City Regina only leads by 3 over Maquoketa Valley, both unbeaten on the season. This is going to be an interesting to watch. Iowa City Regina 10, Maquoketa Valley 7. And another game of interest has the winner of the Albia Mediapolis game playing the winner of Walk-On and New Hampton. New Hampton ranked 1 or 2 in the state of Iowa in Class 2A, depending on what poll you look at, whether it's Sports Spotlight or Radio Iowa. Right now, Walk-On just thrashing New Hampton, unbeaten on the season, but Walk-On has New Hampton down 29-0. Walk-On has one loss on the season. They travel to New Hampton, unbeaten on the season, and they currently lead them 29-0 at the halftime break. Again, our halftime score right now here at Albia is 7-0. Albia up on top of Mediapolis, and the Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half coming your way in just a little bit. Let's get you caught up on all the scores from the rest of the state of Iowa. Let's start with eight-man football, where Newell Fonda currently leads Marcus Minden Cleghorn 17-14. That game is in the second quarter. Also, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton currently on top of Glendon Ralston. And that one's now 21-0. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton on top of Glendon Ralston. Another eight-man football game has Springville at Don Bosco and currently trailing Don Bosco 22-14. That game also in the second quarter. And as we mentioned, Adair-Casey leads Wayne of Cord in 38-6 in the second quarter. All right, let's move on to Class A, where West Lyon Inwood plays host tonight to Bishop Garrigan, of Algona. And West Lyon currently leads 7-0 in the second quarter. A lot of low scores we're finding in these games as the competition becomes tougher here in the third round of playoff competition. Audubon traveled tonight to AHST Avoca. And at the halftime break, Audubon leads AHST of Avoca 14-10. Some of these teams were not always used to calling their name out. In another Class A matchup, Wapsie Valley of Fairbank traveled to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and that's where Gladbrook currently leads Wapsie Valley 8-7 at halftime. And as we just mentioned a little bit ago, BGM leads Pekin 23-8, and I believe another piece of information coming up on that game. Okay, they just went to half. So BGM of Brooklyn just went to the halftime break on Pekin 23-8. A couple other scores here for you in Class 1A. St. Edmund Fort Dodge leads South O'Brien Paulina 14-3. And Ogden currently trails Van Meter 7-0. We like to follow Ogden as that's Centerville native Garrison Carter coaching that team. Ogden currently trails at the halftime break to Van Meter 7-0. Also in Class 1A, South Winneshiek of Kalmar trails North Fayette Valley 20-6 in the second quarter. And as we mentioned earlier in Class 1A, Maquoketa Valley trails Iowa City Regina just by 3, 10-7. Moving on to Class 2A, it's Sioux Center playing host to Boyden Hole Rock Valley. And currently Sioux Center leads Boyden Hole 21-12. Carroll Kemper on top of Gilbert at the halftime break 28-0. And earlier we talked about Waukon leading New Hampton, the number one team or number two team in the state, depending on which poll you look at, 29-0. A bit of a surprise going on there. And rounding out Class 2A, Albia leads Mediapolis 7-0 at halftime. Albia will get the ball to start the third quarter. Class 3A has Bishop Heelan leading Harlan 17-0. And Grinnell in Class 3A is trailing at the halftime break, trailing Clear Lake 27-19. So Grinnell finding themselves down to an unbeaten Clear Lake squad by a score of 27-19 at the halftime break. Some other Class 3A scores in the state of Iowa in the third round of playoff competition has Solon ahead of Decorah 14-6 at halftime. And as we mentioned earlier, Pella trails Washington at halftime 7-0. Our Jim Frank is at that game, and we'll check in with him in just a little bit. Now let's finish out with Class 4A, where Ames, unbeaten on the season, currently trails a West Des Moines Valley squad 28-20, and it's Dowling Catholic all over Waukee right now in the second quarter 14-3. Pleasant Valley, unbeaten on the season, trails Bettendorf 7-6 at halftime. And in the last game of Class 4A that we're watching here, has a crosstown rivalry going on between Cedar Rapids Xavier and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They're in the third quarter with no score. Cedar Rapids Xavier and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, no score in the third quarter. Once again, our score here at halftime has Albia up 7-0 on top of Mediapolis. The winner plays the winner of Waukon, New Hampton, and Waukon currently walking over New Hampton at this hour at the halftime break 29-0. We'll be back with the Cindy's Beauty Hub beautiful play of the first half and also the Albia Eagles Club impact player of the first half coming up after this break on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights.
At Community First Credit Union, we have the right tool for your next home project. For a limited time only, get a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit at 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even a...
Like you said, I coached most of their dads, so it's kind of fun to watch them. It really bothers me because it just shows me just how old I am. I've got young men's sons out here playing, but I'll tell you what a great football team Albia has this year. They're very, very solid, very, very fundamental, offensively and defensively. They do a lot of very good things out there.
Well, you know, back in the day, we didn't have all the technology they're using today. We didn't have, the scoreboard and all the extra stuff that goes around here. But one of the things I think is maybe one of the biggest things that we didn't have in your era was a track that sits just over to the north of us. And what a difference that makes when you have kids running around the football field like they are right now.
Well, once again, the track used to be around this football field. I got a ride from downtown to the football game tonight, and I asked them, do they still put sawdust in the corners to cover up that piece of asphalt stuff that we used to call a track out here?
Uh-huh.
So,
hey.
Wonderful, wonderful. It looks great. Looks great. And that track is a tremendous facility.
Well, Coach, we're going to come back here to Coach John Caseball. Right now, Jimmy down on the sideline has Coach Dayton on the wireless one mic courtesy of Summers Car Credit. Let's go down to Big Jimmy with Coach Dayton.
Hey, give me 1 second, Jason. There's just some strategy here. Two coaches talking.
Well, we'll keep the mic off in case our Minneapolis fan. Now you got it.
All right, Jason, here we are, Coach. Hey, Coach, we won the first half. This is it. Got to win this one. And then we go on to the dome. But you got to have this half. What'd you tell the boys?
Well, it's two undefeated teams going at each other, and they've made some good adjustments. So we've held their offense down. It's anybody's ball game now. It's like a 0-0 from here on out. So we just got to play good football and not have penalties and not have blocks in the back and helmet slaps and things that hurt drives. And if we do that, we're going to be just fine.
Awesome, Coach. Go get him, buddy. Love you, man. Take care. There you go, Jason.
That is your halftime coach's interview brought to you by Breece Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. Breece Rest Home on that coach interview.
Now, Coach Caseball, I want to ask you, though, does it seem weird? Coach Dayton was at Oskaloosa when you were here in the back in the day. Does it seem weird hearing him introduced as the Alvia football coach?
Yes, I'll tell you what. When Jerry got this job, he called me, and we spent an hour on the phone just talking about stuff, Albia stuff, Albia attitude, Albia players, Albia kids. And, Jerry's a quality football coach, and I know he's dedicated as anybody in the state. And obviously the system that he uses is an excellent one, and these Albia kids have really taken to that, and they're like a machine at times out there.
We're talking with Coach John Casebolt, a legendary coach here. Dan, I remember the teams he coached, great quarterbacks. Look at Tim Gomack that he had to coach. And that was our generation. We would go and watch these guys on Friday night, watch you guys on Friday night, and we wanted to be you guys. And that's what's happening out here, Coach, is that these kids now are setting the tone for the future of the kids watching on the sideline.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look out there on the field, and there's just some quality individuals out there, and they come from great families, obviously. A lot of them have history here as far as athletes and especially football players. So, they come from good stock, and they're good people, and it's really, really great to watch them play.
Can we keep you?
Yes, very strange to see Jerry Staten
as
the head football coach at Albia.
One thing
I would have told my players at halftime is that, you know what, guys? If they don't score, we win.
That's I was going to get to your halftime speech. Boy, he had some good ones.
Yes,
didn't
he did. Absolutely, man. It was a true pleasure. Hit Coach Casebolt and all the staff. They were just great guys to play for, and you wanted to live and breathe and die for them, just like the kids are for Coach Dayton's staff.
Can you stick around for a few seconds? And we want to get to our Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the 7. Big shout out to our buddy Larry Shepard, owner of Southern Iowa Technology, bringing you this Southern Iowa Technology text line. Albie with the football, 2nd down 7. Here's a counter reverse. Running with it is Baker. Well read that time by the defense. You talked to Coach, off the air, we were talking about adjustments, and Albie has done such a good job with adjustments all season long. But it's how important is it to a team in the second half to come out and make those adjustments? And you find out maybe a little bit about your coaching staff when you come out.
Well, and the thing is, Minneapolis is always making adjustments. So now it's going to be who is going to make the best adjustments on the run as we get through the half.
3rd down 9, loss of about 2 yards for Albia. Leshen comes under center, I formation. Rolls back, has time, plants, throws it to the flat, a little bit strong on the throw, and that's going to bring up 4th down for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, once again, the play pass just goes a little high, and it's kind of been a I think he's trying to overthrow it through that wind, and it's just getting a little too much air underneath, and it's going up high, and so Zach not able to reel that in. Brings up a 4th and 9 where the Blue Demons will have to punt the ball away on their first possession.
This defense out of Minneapolis, a strong first start here.
Yeah, they came out fired up. Ain't no doubt about it.
Big T on your wireless 2 mic. Cursed Big T Auto, Knoxville. Albia punting here. Leshen. gets a booming kick. This one sailing deep down the sideline, bounces at about the 35-yard line, and Zach Eugen there to gobble it up and mark it down. And that was a big-time boot out of Lesh, and that changed the field position.
And that helps quite a bit, getting it over there under the 36-yard line there, Mediapolis' side. No return, so that's a very good punt there to get a nice start. We've seen this defense put a lot of pressure up front with those front four, with Carter Isley, Dalton Folkerts, Justin Bosser, and Brendan Bassett in there right now.
That was the best kick of the night into the wind.
Yeah, that was into the wind. Mediapolis with the football. Shotgun formation, one back in the backfield, two receivers east side of the field. Abbott looked like they might bring the outside linebackers up, steps it back. He'll send a man in motion to the far right side. Here's a quick pass out of the backfield and a loss on the play. The receiver, or the motion man, went out to the far right, a little flare pass out to the right side. And a loss on the play, Dan. Well defended, and the field helped us out a little bit there.
Oh, it did, but also the pass was such that the receiver really had to kind of go after and get it, and was not able to keep his feet underneath him, and then just dropped his knees, and a loss of two there.
And it was really a good job by that receiver because that was very close to a lateral.
Yeah, you got to go after and get it, yeah. Unfortunately, and you take the loss of the yards and live another day here.
Second down now, and 13. Mediapolis from their own 27-yard line. Handoff straight ahead and met in the backfield and loss on the play. That is a straight ahead Seth Beats on the carry. No gain on the play. Maybe a loss on the play. Boy, I like that way the defense is playing up front, Jimmy.
Oh, that was a hit, Jason. He's feeling that one, I tell you that.
You know, we talk about this defense, and obviously the performance speaks for itself. But that first half, 38 rushing yards, 29 passing yards. And they're a very balanced team, but they're used to putting up more yards than that in a half, whereas the Blue Demons have 150 on the ground, and that's all they've got so far.
9:30 to go here in the third quarter. Albion out in front, 7-0. Big third down play here, third down 13. Foster rolls back, throws it across, a little slant pattern, and a completion. Here comes a flag in. It's going to be, I believe, on Albion. I'll tell you what, Dan, that looked like a really clean play there.
He just might have been a blow to the helmet. I'm not sure.
Or the other thing, he was sliding down a little bit, and maybe they thought he already had his knees down. You know, thought it was just a late hit. But
how
I
do you
thought it was
stop
a
your
hit.
Momentum?
No, I don't know.
It's easy to be up here in the broadcast booth. Coach got it right. You know, that's why he was coaching. That's why they put dummies like us with headsets up here on the radio. And that is going to be a personal foul on Albion after the 15-yard mark off. That's going to put them into Albion territory.
You know, Coach Staten, it just drives him nuts to have those penalties, and that's the third penalty now in the night, and the second one of the blow to the head. So they're just going to have to clean that up. And, you know, Blake Bear is just trying to make a play and going at it, but it's just unfortunate that he got the penalty thrown against him.
First down and 10, Mediapolis inside the 45 of Albion. Trips out to the far side of the field right in front of that Mediapolis bench. Foster, one back in the backfield from the shotgun. Takes the snap. Quick handoff straight ahead and brought down after a little to no gain. And that time it's Osborne.
Brendan Bassett with the hit there to knock him down. Picked up 2 yards, but Brendan hit him right at the line of scrimmage.
We got Coach John Casebolt up here, legendary Coach John Casebolt. And Coach, tell us a little bit about your life right now. What's going on in your world?
I'm in a wonderful semi-retirement state. It's a great thing.
So envious.
Hey, mark that state down.
Yes.
That's another state.
Semi-state.
Semi-retired.
Semi-retired state.
We had Arizona, Florida, and now semi-retired.
It's one of the best states you're going to find.
I am jealous. Second down and 8. Again, trips out to the far side of the field. Foster working out of the shotgun most of the night. Quick pitch to the right side. Trying to get to the corner. Albion, a good job of wrestling that down. An open field tackle there by the Blue Demons.
Ryan Sarver there did a great job of shedding the blocker that came out of him out of that linebacker position and came up and got him. Picked up a couple yards, but boy, he had to earn it, that's for sure.
What speed.
Yeah.
What speed for a defense. That's just unbelievable. He came from the middle of the field and ran him down before he got to the outside.
We want to hear from you. If you played for Coach Casebolt, I want to hear from you. So you got to send your name and send us the year that you played for Coach Casebolt, and we'll give him a shout out here. Third down, 6 here. Albion's defense challenge here with the ball at the 40-yard line for Mediapolis into Albion territory. Quarterback rolls back, throws it complete to the tight end, and brought down. A good open field tackle that time, T, by Bryce Lesh, and that could have been some big time yardage here for Mediapolis.
Yeah, that was a good tackle by Bryce. You know,
they've been trying to throw to 81 all night. That's the first time that he's had one close that he could catch. I'm sure he's a happy camper right now.
They've been trying that little fade pattern to the sideline, trying to use that size match mismatch, and that time they brought a little slant pattern. One first down and 10 here from the 29 of Albion. 7:42 to go here, third quarter. Quick handoff, straight ahead. over the right side. Again, Albia's defense right there as Fulkrust does a good job of coming in and making the play. Jimmy's tough going up in the inside there for Mediapolis. This interior line, again, it's winning in the trenches.
Jason, we are so quick and we are so tough. They're double-teaming Fulkrust. Look at his size. You know, but here's the thing. His strength, you know, is unreal, and he's making him just think because he's going here, going there, and just going over, and it's the speed and then strength with it is just dominating.
Second down, 9. Ball inside the 30-yard line at the 28-yard line of Albia. Mediapolis on the march here. Quarterback rolls back. Here comes some pressure from the outside. Picked up. Now he's trying to run for cover. Isley there. Albia trying to make the little flea flicker ahead, and that will go for a little gain. Maybe no gain on the play, but Albia had him stopped all the way back at the 40-yard line, Dan, but heads up play by Foster, the quarterback.
You know, he's a very good, capable quarterback. He's going to make those plays and look, and just was able to get that little shovel pass out to the receiver. Didn't really gain anything off of it, but it certainly kept it from being a huge sack. And he's rolling to his left. He does not like rolling to his left. He can't really throw. He doesn't like squaring his hips up to get that throw off. So he was in desperation mode for sure on that.
Third down and 8 here. Tell Coach Casewell to come see me in Arizona in 1981 as a sophomore in basketball. Arizona checking in big time tonight. Lots listening out there in the desert state. Here comes a third down play.
Yes!
The blitz is on! And down goes Foster! Down goes Foster!
Ryan Sarver came right off the edge on that linebacker blitz, and that's that speed that Coach Casewell was talking about and the strength to back it up.
Ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. When you're looking for your fall hunting gear, check them out at Bluff Creek Archery. And, Coach, that reminded you of their dad, Matt Sarver, didn't it? Kind of that same speed.
I'm not going to say anything, but I would love to see number 8's eyes when he looked up and saw Mr. Sarver.
I'd hate to be his mom, have to wash those britches. Fourth down and 17 here. Ball at the 36-yard line.
They are black, though. It's good.
Mediapolis rolling back. His Foster throws a fade pattern again down the sideline. Has his receiver open, and he drops it. Oh, my. T, that was 6 for Mediapolis, but a drop. And I'll tell you what, Albia blew the coverage, but Mediapolis blew the play.
Wow. You know, that's 2. We're pretty fortunate right
it's
there.
It's better to be lucky than good sometimes. That's all I can say.
You know you're living right when you watch 2 of those in the same game being dropped. That was unbelievable. Just a shout-out to, you were talking about the young Fulkrust boy. You know his father was a pretty devastating defensive lineman himself.
Yeah, but quite a contrast in size.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim was a beast and did a very good job of D-tackle. Dalton is very strong, as they said, and quick, and does a great job.
Here's a quick pitch. Schultz trying to get to the corner, and Mediapolis read that one. Well, Albia trying to do the quick pitch to get to the corner, use some of that speed. But Jimmy, Mediapolis, they're relentless as well.
Hey, they're tough. But I tell you what, man, the Sarge is hurting a little bit. Yeah. You can see it, you know. And let me tell you something. This man is serious. This man is in charge. And he's giving everything he has tonight, Jason. And, you know, if his leg was healthy, I guarantee you it'd be 10 yards a carry.
5:03 to go here, third quarter. 7-0 Albia. Leshen under center. Counterplay to the tank, Osing, and he's met as he gets to the line of scrimmage, a gain of about a yard here. Third down now, and let's call 9. I'll tell you what, Coach, you got to respect Mediapolis coming out of the halftime break. They made those defensive adjustments.
Well, and the thing is, I hate to say this out loud, but we are really going to have to establish a passing game. They've got about 8 guys in the box right now, and it's really, when you're outnumbered running the football, it's really tough.
Jimmy Summers and Scott Cadell, the best left side in O-line history under Coach Casewell.
That's the truth!
I'll concede that because I was on the right.
Third down, 9 here. 7-0 Albia. Leshen rolls back. Tries to get by 2 defenders. Steps out of bounds and will have a gain of about 3 yards. But that's going to bring up fourth down once again for Albia. Albia out in front, 7-0. 4:16 to go here, third quarter. Just not enough time to get set up to make a throw.
And good coverage on the receivers. You know, Brett was had 2 receivers down there. He was looking to see if he could find one open. They weren't. And really, it was the only play he had was to tuck it and run with it and get the most yards he could. Unfortunately, on a 4th and 4, they're going to have to punt it and try to get a pin them back into deep territory, maybe get it back inside the 20, would sure be a nice punt.
You look at these 2 football teams and you look at what they've done offensively, you think this is going to be a high-scoring game. But you can't forget the what's really brought these teams to where they're at, and that's the defense, and that's what's shining tonight. Here's another big punt by Leshen. Fielded at the 20-yard line. Here comes the return. Out across the 25, gets a seam up the middle of the field. On his feet across the 30, out to the 40-yard line, and where Mediapolis, on a good punt return, will take over. 4:04 to go here in the third quarter, 7-0 Albia. And the defense once again out on the football field.
know what again, I think's got to come into play here a little bit. We want to keep an eye on this as well. You know, we're again, only one player is going both ways for us at any sort of length at all, and that's Griffin Osing. And even then, he's been checking out quite a bit on the defensive side, so he's staying fresh. Whereas they've got five guys going both ways, and so and they're skill position players, and so you got to think that's going to weigh on them as this game continues to wear on.
Maybe Apples with the football. Rolling back, Foster throws it down the middle of the field, complete, and a diving catch out there. And that will go across the midfield stripe again to the tight end. They've tried him on the outside on that on the fade patterns we talked about earlier, but this time, Jimmy, finding that big body across the middle works for Mediapolis.
Well, that kid's an athlete, and I tell you what, we got to stop that, you know. And Bryce is doing an excellent job, but he, you know, the guy can catch it.
Yeah, and that's big.
Yeah. Big boy.
And coming across the middle, I mean, it's a nice big target. It's an easy throw for the quarterback coming up those outside.
He knows it. Coach knows a little bit about big tight ends. Brian Baker, ring a bell. He rang a few bells on the other guys.
Yes, he did.
First and 10, Mediapolis inside, Albion territory. Here comes the blitz. Fade pattern down the far right sideline, and once again, overthrown. Boy, Dan, they really have liked to go to the fade patterns on the sidelines.
But except for the couple on this near side where they've gone through the hands, really he's overthrown those balls a lot. He looks much more comfortable coming across the middle, dinking and dunking a little bit. I'm surprised they don't stick with that because they can keep moving that ball. They get to goal line, then they go into their rushing attack. But as long as they keep going deep, I think that plays well for us because it just hasn't shown the ability to get that timing quite down.
Listening from home, Rose and Larry Linney. Hello to Coach Casebolt. Our son Joe played for him, my classmate.
Yep.
And Miss Joe. And,
hello, Lennies.
We love the Lennies. Second down, 10, Mediapolis. With 3:34 to go, Albion out in front, 7-0. Glad to have you along on this football Friday night. Here's a counterplay run by the receiver. That's Drew Foster. Foster came from the left side, took it over the right side, a gain of about 4 on the play. Third down here once again. Albion's defense has been tested but has not broken. Here goes the gong. Jack and Johnny Flattery up at the First Christian Church in the Bell Tower giving it a ring. 3:12 to go. Albion out in front 7-0. Mediapolis on another big third down play. Albion sends everything in the kitchen sink on this play. Rolling back Foster. Here comes the heat. A little slant pattern complete to the tight end, but met as he caught the football and brought down. Good open field tackle that time by Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless.
You know, nice job, but just a little too soft. You got to know on that kind of situation, they're probably going to look for that tight end coming across there again. The Masters shown a nice job coming across in that little slant, and indeed that's what they did. And Bryce was very quick to get there and stop the first down, but it's fourth and two, and you know they're going to go for it.
All right, T, this is the big one.
It is, bud. We need to stop right here.
And you can listen to Blue Demon Nation come to life. The fans on their feet. Fourth down now.
Brought Zach Hugan in on defense to cover that tight end, so we'll see what he can do to stop that.
Here comes this quick slant pattern out to the right side, into the flat, complete, and inside the 30-yard line, and Mediapolis has the first down. Good execution, Dan. Albion brought the heat once again, but that is a timing play, Coach, and that is one difficult play to get, and you have to have the timing perfect.
Like I said, this quarterback from Mediapolis is just a mystery guy because at times he just plays so well and other times, so that was a tremendous throw across the field there.
First down, 10 for Mediapolis. Go back to the Friday Night Lights studio for a quick scoring update after this play. Man goes in motion. Fake hand up. Going to give it off. Bend the backfield that time. Fulkers comes with a stop. A loss of about 3. Let's real quickly run back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Bill on the board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board now has Pella down by 2 scores. It's now Washington 14, Pella 0. Clayburgh may be injured, by the way, for Pella. It's in the third quarter, about halfway through the third quarter. Albion leads this one 7-0. And a couple other scores. Iowa City Regina on top of Maquoketa Valley 13-7. Adair Casey having their way with Wayne 44-6. And one more, Pekin Trails BGM of Brooklyn 23-8. Back to you.
Second down and 14 here. Mediapolis inside Albion's 30-yard line. Here'll pass out to the near side and incomplete, underthrown. That's going to bring up a third down play.
Just a quick mention here. Maquoketa Delhi is playing Regina tonight. Coach Doug Tutkin is at Maquoketa Delhi. He's a superintendent up there. I talked to him on the way down. I want to make sure I give a shout-out for Doug Tutkin, who is,
Amen.
Said make sure he say hi to everybody down there. So
was a great coaching staff. Yeah, what football staff was just great. Admire between Tukin Chernokowski and Kelly Sears, just a phenomenal staff that were a lot of fun to play for. And then for me, basketball. I had Tukin and Case Fulton both coming back on basketball, so that was just a great time for me coming through high school.
Third down, 14 from Indianapolis. Ball at the 30-yard line. Here comes a fade pattern down the middle of the field. Hunter Weldon in defense, and that one's going to fall incomplete. And once again, that defense. Dan, they've been tested all night long. They've had a couple of big plays, but for the most part, this defense has bent but not broken.
Well, and that's been the motto for them all year long. You know, we talk about the blood in the water and the Sharks start going crazy on it, and they've really worked hard. They take a lot of pride not only in stopping the other team from scoring, but also giving that offense a good field position 9 times out of 10. And so they really work hard on making things happen out there. And that was a great defensive coverage by Hunter Weldon, the sophomore.
Big play.
Big play here. Fourth down now, and let's call it 14-4. Minneapolis, the Bulldogs, with two receivers to the near side of the field. The fans come to their feet. Here comes the outside blitz. Running to the right side, tucks it under, throws it across his body, incomplete. And Jimmy, once again, this defense rises to the occasion.
Here we go, babes, here we go.
They say offense sells tickets, but coach, defense wins championships, and that's what you're seeing tonight.
Oh, it certainly does. And I'll tell you what, that might just be the boost that our offense needs to get something going here, get a nice drive. I tell you what, another score would almost put this thing away.
You know, it is a long quarter, going quick here, and it's really no one advancing the ball to speak of here. We're almost done, a minute left here in the third quarter, so we get another score and get in that fourth quarter. It really sets up well for the Blue Demon squad.
Albion with the football and the 7-0 lead here, 1:08 to go in the third quarter. Here's the little play that goes for naught. Maybe short gain on the play. Schultz gets a yard or two. 84 yards at halftime, Dan.
And Schultz is not coming up. He's been nursing that leg. He's been given everything he's got. He's a gutty performer. And I just think he's had enough there. I like the play call going north and south. I thought maybe that might help him a little bit more to stay in the game. But it's just going to be, I think, too much wear on him. And we'll have to see Ryan Sarville come in, who has done just a phenomenal job to start the year. And so he's a very capable back for us. Hopefully get Alex Schultz will be able to get off and nothing too serious, get him healed up. And if we're fortunate to win this game, we'll have him back for the semifinal game.
Christian,
at least you have a week.
That gives us, and we haven't had to, you know, these kids are playing on short weeks, lots of practice and games back to back. It can
three games in 9 days. Yeah. You know, and everybody's going through that. We're not unique, but it's 3 games in 9 days. That's a lot of wear and tear on every player out there.
Let's Christian, standing behind Coach Caseball here. Christian, you've been in the locker room with these guys. You know the toughness out of Alex Schultz. If he has any chance of playing, he's going to be back on that football field.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's a great, tough kid. Just watching him in the weight room, just lifting weights. He's one of those guys that you see constantly in there and going at it, and he has a passion for football. So if there's any way for him to get back in that game, he's going to get it.
And you can hear the fans cheering him on, but Dan, he's staggering across. He's in some pretty good pain.
Yeah, he hurt that calf last week in the playoff game in the first half, and they've really been nursing him and doing physical therapy the short week here they've had. And it's just got to him. The cold air and everything is just making it too tough on him, and he's just going to have to take the rest of the night off here. And again, Ryan Sarver, who comes in, you know, he's no slouch either on this Blue Demon squad. You know, he started off the year as their tailback there. Has got 556 yards for the season.
Lesson rolling back, has some pressure, throws it, and it is intercepted right in front of us. Minneapolis with a diving interception into Albia territory, and now this defense once again, T, has got to come out and it's got to do its stuff.
It does, man. I mean, they've answered the bell before. We just got to do it again.
Once again, just a little overthrown again.
And, yeah. All night it's been just a little higher.
Minneapolis kid made a tremendous play. That was a great interception.
42 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Albia with a 7-0 lead.
The thing that will affect the fourth quarter is Minneapolis will be going into the wind, and so that will certainly affect the quarterback's ability to throw. That seems to be the only thing they've got is to try to throw it in the air, so I think it's going to make it a little more difficult for them this fourth quarter. It should help us in the fourth.
Rolling back, Foster, pump fake. Now the pressure's on. Steps up in the pocket, brought down a wall of blue, circled him in, and Fulkers tripped him up, brought him down. A loss back into Minneapolis territory, a loss of about 4.
Making his daddy proud, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's reminiscent of Tim Folkerts right there.
He had to beat off a block and made a good spin and just caught the guy with his arm and brought him down.
And when we talk about this, you know, he's a state qualifying wrestler, and those wrestlers have those great hands, and they've got the ability. If they got a hand on you, they're going to take you down. Yeah, they're just very, very effective with that. And we see that a lot of these guys who've been in the state tournament wrestling and then do a great job on defense.
6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And they get the playoff. A quick slant pass. It could be a lateral ball. That ball is loose. The whistle has not been blown, so that is going to go out of bounds. It'll be a loss on the play, the final play of this third quarter. To the fourth quarter we go. Three quarters are in the books. History on Ironman Field. And only 12 minutes separate Albia from the Unidome. We'll find out more when we come back. Back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football. But to the Friday Night Lights studio we go with your scoring updates. Stay right here.
All right, guys, thank you. Let's take a look here in the Friday Night Lights studio at Broadcast Central on some of the games we've been following as Pella down to Washington late in the third quarter. Pella losing 14-0. Grinnell trying to make a comeback on Clear Lake. They've gotten to within nine, as it's Clear Lake 34, Grinnell 25. Also, Solon leads Decorah in Class 3A 21-6. Some other games we've been following has walk-on in continuous clock mode on New Hampton now, leading New Hampton 36-0 in the third quarter of continuous clock. Walk-on will likely face either Mediapolis or Albia at the Dome. All right, some other quick scores has Adair Casey having their way with Wayne 51-6, and it's Pekin trailing BGM of Brooklyn 23-8. That's a look at your Friday Night Lights Big Board brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Let's get back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth. Here's the crew.
Hey, listen to that, fans. I tell you, Jimmy, that it's electric here at Ironman Field.
Jason, I have goosebumps a bit. I'm telling you, the field is full of people. This is what it's all about, brother. Dreams are being made.
To the fourth we go. 7-0 Albia. Third down, 12 here. Ball at the 49-yard line of Mediapolis. Quarterback Foster being pursued. Throws it across his body. He's up for grabs. Yeah! Incomplete. Yeah. And that's going to bring up another big fourth down play. And this time, Dan, you'd think they're going to punt the football.
Yeah, and they are sending the punt team out. And you about have to in middle of the field there. Foster slipped as he was throwing that ball, and he sailed one up again. The wind's playing a little heck with him.
But I don't know where he was throwing it to because we had lots of blue there, not a lot of white. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, before we let you go, we got to find out, how's the family? You had a beautiful family. And one of the best quarterbacks in Albia history you coached was your very own son.
Well, we're going to watch this punt here now.
All right.
Maybe get a couple of words in on the change of possession here.
Here comes the punt. High kick. That's a short kick off the side of the foot. Bounces at the 40-yard line and will roll dead at the 37 where Albia's offense will come back on the field. 11:46 to go, fourth quarter, 7-0 Albia. Coach, tell us about your family.
Just a quick, my wife still works in Des Moines in a bank where she worked here in Albia. Two kids, Jen and Matt, are both married. They both have three children. They live in Cedar Rapids, Marion area. Jennifer is a human resource director in a small company there in Cedar Rapids. Matt coaches football at Linmar. He's an offensive coordinator. He's done a great job there.
Well, Coach, thanks so much. It is so great seeing you. And a shout-out from the class of 72, Wayne, Fort Wayne, Indiana. But, Coach, hey, thank you so much for stopping up here. We love you, Coach. You've been a big impact on our community, and lots of these dads out here learned their football from you.
Yep. Love you, Coach.
11:29 to go. A first down carry of about 3 yards. And Albia with the football at the 41-yard line, hanging on to a 7-0 lead here.
You know, with the wind at his back, maybe he can get some passes down when he decides to. Instead, he's going with the bootleg. Nice play here. Good block by Osing.
With the block, a flag comes in. And Leshing is brought out of bounds, but not until he gets into Bulldog territory. But, Dan, that old yellow Hank, and we don't like to see is out on the field.
And it's going to be on us. I thought it looked good lead blocking out there, but it's going to be on us. Official, just invariably, it's going to call holding on the block. And I thought it was a very good lead block out there. And instead of a first down play, it's going to be a second and 12 now with the 5-yard penalty there.
Love you guys. By the way, this is Jen Bettis and JC Bettis. We are so sad to miss this. We can't wait to go to the Dome. Go Big Blue. Go defense. Take us to the Dome. Kenny and Elsa and Mesa, Arizona checking in. Arizona's checking in big time. I think I got 12 states so far, but we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Let us know where you're listening from tonight, 641-799-1437. Dan, that was a big penalty for us.
Yeah, it was. I incorrectly said it's a 10-yard penalty, so it brings up 2nd and 18 for the Blue Demons from their own 30-yard line.
Leshen rolls back, a little screen play setup, complete. Eugen with it and brought down, well read there by the Bulldogs. Jimmy, that looked like it was going to be a big play, but they swallowed that up in a hurry.
Well, you know, I'm just impressed. We have two great teams battling tonight, Jason, and that's why these are the playoffs, and that's why, you know, we're at the final of the playoffs, trying to get to the Dome. You can see two great outstanding teams and two, I believe, great outstanding coaches.
Yeah, doing a great job. And as we talk about, both defenses doing well through three quarters. Albion's only got 160 total yards. Minneapolis has 114, so very tight, as you would expect with a 7-0 score.
10:38 to go in the ball game. Albion in front 7-0. Lesson rolls back. Throws the ball up, and Zach Hugan going after it, and incomplete. Double team down here. Boy, I tell you what, Dan, looked like there was no chance he was going to get to that. Did a good job of coming back for it.
Yeah.
But Brett really has not had the time tonight to set his feet.
No, he hasn't. Just a little out of rhythm there. And you don't get to the third round by accident. You've got very good defenses playing here, putting good pressure. The offenses, lines are really trying to do their best to keep the pressure out. But unfortunately, Brett's just not had the time to throw it, and threw actually double coverage in there, and Zach still almost got a hand on it.
Fourth down play here. The wind out of the south. Leshen standing at his own 25-yard line. Need another big punt here. Leshen gets rid of it, and a wobbly kick going to be fielded at the 25-yard line by the Bulldogs. Sidesteps the defender down the left sideline. Trying to work his way back, and again, that Albion wall of blue jerseys, T, a good defensive job by the punt coverage team.
You know, the special teams have always been special. You know, they've always had great coverage, and just like that.
Yeah, and, you know, anytime that return man starts backpedaling, that's when that defense will really cover in quick. And so, you know, they got to realize that his best bet was just to go forward and hope for the best. But once he backpedaled, I knew we were going to get him tackled down there. And, again, they'll start with a decent field position, though, from the 36-yard line.
Albion's defense has been challenged all night. But as you can see by a goose egg up on that scoreboard, has not bent. First and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 36. A handoff in the backfield. And met in the backfield and brought down, a loss of about a yard. Blake Lawless along with Ryan Sarver on the stop for the Blue Demons. And, see, you're down there now back on the sidelines. You like the way that this defense covers the field and wraps people up.
That's right. And Ryan Sarver did an excellent job. He stayed on the outside, so outside shoulder of that guy, and forced a run back in, and that got two guys on him, and they forced and tackled him.
Yeah, Katane is a huge part on that end spot there when you're coming in on outside, and he did a super job and also got in on the tackle.
Second down, 11 for Minneapolis. Albion with the 7-0 lead. Here's a quick pass out to the flat. Complete out across the 40. Fighting his way towards the first down marker and waiting for this spot. Very close. Looks like it might be enough to move those chains.
Yep. They're going to go ahead and wave it as a first down. Nice job, Hunter Weldon, coming up on the tackle, but just a little too much cushion there to allow the reception to happen, and the receiver's able to get enough for that first down.
Josh DeWard here listening from Pella, Iowa at Central College, or Central Football Team movie. I'm Coach Dayton's favorite grandson. I'm so proud of him for the great man and role model he is. Love you, Grandpa. Go Big Blue. Glad to have you along. He is a great man and an outstanding father figure to so many. And here's a quick handoff straight up the middle of the field. That goes inside Albion territory, inside to the 48-yard line, where Minneapolis is going to have a second down and four here. And T, this defense has done a really good job of making a second and third down long plays. Minneapolis gets a big play on first down.
Yeah, just got blocked up front pretty good. They made a good hole for the back to get through.
Second down four here. Here's a handoff running over the left side. A fumble on the place on the ground.
Yes,
the ball is loose. We'll wait for the indication.
It's got to be blue ball.
We'll wait here. The T's calling it blue. Jimmy's calling it blue. And the Zebras call it blue. That is a turnover. All turnovers all season long, brought to you by our friends at River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. And Albion's defense, once again, Jimmy, rises to the occasion.
Oh, that's how you do it, Jason. That's how you do it. But look who's in the game. I watched the Sarge. He's back in charge. Look out here, Jason. He wants to go bad, Jace.
You know, we're shifting up the defense a little bit. Brett Leshen was in there. Zach Hugan's been on that tight end. And then Justin Bossard came up with that turnover on the fumble. So just a good job, everyone doing their job and causing the turnover. Albion's got it at their own 43-yard line.
9 minutes to go here. Here's a handoff. Running with it is
Osing.
Osing gets across the 45 for a gain of about 3 yards. Let's real quickly run back to that Friday Night Light studio as the scores wind down on this football Friday night.
We have a score. Walk-on now beats New Hampton. New Hampton gets shut out 36-0. Winner of this game will play walk-on. Another quick one is Pella still trails 14-0, guys, where Pella beat Washington earlier on in the season. Back to you.
Finish strong, Albion, cheering for y'all down here in Laredo, Texas. Sean Hallmeyer checking in. Second down and seven. 8:30 to go here. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Schultz. Schultz is still fighting forward. Keeps those feet moving. Out close to the midfield stripe. A gain of three. Third down and five here.
What I really like there is that the team usually breaks the huddle very quick, gets the plays off, and this time they waited till 12 seconds left in the play clock to break the huddle, come up, let the clock work for you now at this point. We got 8 minutes going here. Take as much time as you can. Don't be in a hurry, but get the plays off and get them off and run them well.
8 minutes and counting here. 7-0 Albion. Ball right on the 50-yard line. I stand right on it myself, looking down at the shadow that is creating on that white stripe across midfield. Leshit, under center, offset eye. Hands it off Schultz. Schultz working over the right side. Hit and brought down. Little to no gain on the play. Once again, T, their defense has really found the answer to this Albion offense in the second half.
They've made the right adjustments. You know, they're plugging up holes. They're finding a way right now.
Waiting for Zach on the attack from Uncle Steve and Anta. So in this defense, would like to get a shutout right here.
Oh, Jason, we're smelling it right now, brother. I'm going to lose my voice. These boys want it. They want a safety.
You know, and it's an obvious situation. If they're going to try to run it, you'd think at least a couple plays to punch it out of that end zone a little bit. The ball again's on the 5-yard line. It's a kind of a risky deal to try to pass. We've got Zach Hugan in on the tight end, so he's covering him up well. Brett Leshin's in there also as well, getting some more height and speed to go along with that height to cover those receivers.
Foster out of his own end zone. Hands it off straight ahead over to the right side. Has some running room across the 10 out to the 13-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 7 yards, which will bring a third down and five here. The clock continues to tick here. That is the most important thing right now is that clock. Albia, with 6 minutes to go, 6 minutes separates Albia from its first trip to the Unidome. 7-0 Blue Demons. And you can hear the bell tower ringing. Jack and Johnny Flattery will have his special rap version of the gong a little bit later for you. But right now, a big third down play here. Third down, three trips out here to the near side of the field. Quick handoff, running straight ahead. 15
oh, big hole.
20. 25 has a man to beat. It's a foot race across midfield. Right there is Brent Leshin to come with a touchdown saving tackle for Albia as Mediapolis caught Albia on an outside blitz. Took it right up the middle. And it runs it all the way out to the 46-yard line of Albia. Mediapolis changes the field position in a hurry.
Oh, it definitely did. Right up the middle. Big hole there. Just caught the defense up the middle just a little soft. Zach Hugan and Brett Leshin came from the outside corners to help kind of converge on there. Zach slowed him up, but then Brett finished the tackle.
Gina Murphy, our winner of our first Sheraton Valley REC Stadium blanket. Here's a handoff over to the left side, running with it, and spun around and finally brought down, but not until he gets a gain of about 5 yards on first down. And, Jimmy, now you start to see this defense has been out there a while. We're still in two-platoon football, but you start to wear on a defense after a while, and, you know, it takes enough repetitions, one mistake, and the Bulldogs can score.
You're right. Also, your nerves. You got to calm your nerves right now because you're looking. Yeah. They see the time. They know there's 5 minutes left here. We are 5 minutes from getting to the dome, and they know it, and they got to make a big stop. So their nerves are flowing out there, I'm telling you.
4:53 to go here. Albia with a 7-0 lead. Second down five from the Albia 41-yard line. Mediapolis with the football. One back in the backfield. Two receivers out there to the far side of the field. Fake handoff. Quarterback rolls to the right side. Plants, throws it. Fade pattern downfield. Bear in coverage. Right there to knock it down.
Nice job, Blake Bear.
Boy, he did a great job. Yeah. He read the defender's eyes. When he saw him look back, he looked back, had him on the inside position, and came up with a big knockdown.
Big knockdown. Almost got the interception, but still a great job out of Blake Bear, the sophomore out there, and pass protection out there on the receiver. So did a good job there on covering him and almost picking that thing off. Again, brings up a critical third down play. This is obviously going to be four down territory for him to matter what, I would imagine. So third and five here for the Bulldogs.
4:38 to go. Albia with a 7-0 lead. The battle of the unbeatens. 22 wins and no losses between these two schools. And a third down play here. A quick pitch to the right side. Here comes a flag in, and this might be a false start. It is.
Boy,
yeah. Concentration both sides of the field, yeah. T, becomes so important right now for both teams.
And Jimmy talked about the nerves calming ourselves down on defense. Well, the nerves are still there with Mediapolis as well. Both teams, these are both 17, 18-year-old boys here out there trying to do their best. And so you got to see who's going to have the most calm and the resolve. Again, I like the fact that we don't have as many guys going both ways, so we are more fresh. Yes, the defense has been out there, but a lot of these guys on Mediapolis have been playing the whole game. And so they've got to be getting tired. They're getting tired of the hits that are coming.
Third down, 10 for Mediapolis, back at the Albia 46-yard line. A fake hand up, rolling back. Foster throws it again to the flat, has a receiver open. Inside the 30, 25, and brought out of bounds. And Blake Bear that time, T, lost his footing. And that was a good execution by Mediapolis, but really it came at the feet of Blake Bear slipping underneath him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, you know, if Blake doesn't lose his feet like that, he stays right with that receiver.
That was a good little move on the receiver there, and like I say, just slipped, unfortunately. And so, again, this defense has shown the ability to bend and not break. We'll see if they've got one more stop in them right here.
Ball inside the 25 of Albia. Mediapolis out, trailing Albia, 7-0 Blue Demons. Quick handoff, straight ahead. This time brought down to little no game. Boy, you saw just those three blue jerseys in the middle of the field creating a wall there, Jimmy, and the that was tough sledding for Mediapolis.
Hey, Big, it's do or die right now. We get, man, that's it. I mean, look, 4 minutes left, Jace. We have to do something. The defense knows it. It is a big time, a big moment, and you can do it.
Be really nice to see the defense come up with the sack here. You got to think they're going to probably go in the air and see if we can get some pressure either up the middle or on the edges and get a sack on this Bulldog squad, set them back a few yards.
The fans have got to come to life here. Third down out, or second down out, and seven. Shotgun formation, as we've seen most of the night. Two receivers out here to the near side. Short side of the field, wide side. One receiver, and Mediapolis is going to call timeout with 3:47 to go in this ball game. It's Albia 7, Mediapolis nothing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Our thanks go out to Stephen Leslie Goodlow for sponsoring Albia and Cyclone Sports here on Thunder Country KIIC. Your dial is set to 96.7. Or maybe you're listening on the web at KIICradio.com.
Hi, this is Mike Slenning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we had a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County.
Second down and eight here. Mediapolis at the 20-yard line of Albia. Here, quick handoff. Running over the left side. And once again, Bossard there to help wrap up a big-time hit there by Bryce Lesh, and Bryce filled that gap there, Jimmy, and brought it in. That's a ton of brick hits.
Man, always a ton of brick hits with him. I'm telling you, Bryce, man, Jason on the sidelines, this dude is intense. Yep. And he wanted it. I'm telling you, he wants to hit every time.
And there's a nice hole there on the left side. Boston did a good job shedding that blocker to get inside there, fill that gap as well, and make that initial tackle. But Bryce is right there to level the hit to finish it up.
Third down, and let's call it six here for Mediapolis at the 20-yard line. Quarterback rolls back, has some pressure, being pursued. Stays on his feet, but defenders right there. Stays on his feet, but gets brought down as a. Oh my goodness, Jim!
Bossard, Holmes right in there. Sarver, Isley, they're all just swarming, and that's what I just talked about. They needed a sack, brings up a huge fourth down play. Fourth down, and I got to look at the scoreboard sheet here. Fourth down and 22 for the Bulldogs. You know, with 2:48, they've got to go for it.
Yep.
Blue Demons got to be in prevent defense. They can bend but not break. Again, this is going to be a great opportunity to try to get one more sack here because there's going to be time. He's going to look to try to throw a deep ball. They've got time to get in there. The lineman does. They do to get in there. So it'll be a great opportunity to put pressure and bring him down one more time.
Here the crowd come to life. Fourth down and 22 from the 35. Foster rolls back. Pump fake. Throws it down the sideline. Up for grabs back there. Shadow Lesson on the INT. Out of the coast of 10-yard line. And Albia's defense comes up with another INT. A turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. All turnovers all season long brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. How about that, Big D?
I love it when our pregame interviewees do a great job for us. Shadow Lesson set the mark with six interceptions, supposedly set by Dave Winger. I'm not sure Dave Winger had six interceptions, but Shadow's got seven, Coach. They didn't throw it back in the day. There's no way Winger could have had six.
I think Dave must have multiplied by two.
But what a...
Nope, fake hand up. Lesher trying to get to the corner. That does a good job of getting some positive yardage, but I'll tell you what, Jimmy, this Mediapolis has pinned back their ears, and they're ready to go here.
I love this team, Jace. Mediapolis, man, they're coming hard. They're coming hard. Listen, 2 minutes left. Guess what's going to happen? Someone's going on, someone's going home.
Call the timeout here. Third down and 12 after the timeout. Dan, these are some big plays here. None bigger than we've ever had on this football field.
Oh, it is. You know, we've had some exciting times over the years here, and it's been a lot of fun. The facilities are great in terms of the fan support, the players. Everyone's just doing a great job of supporting the Blue Demons here. But this is a big third down play, third and 11 here. That is the last timeout for Mediapolis. So if they're able to prevail, they won't have any timeouts coming in on their possession, on the next change of possession here. The Blue Demons, on the other hand, we're really going to try to see if they can't muster a play to try to break one and get that 11 yards. If we get that first down again with no timeouts, that just sets the table for us, and it's practically over at that point.
John and Jody Toops checking in. The Bradleys in Georgetown listening in. Haley and Ronnie checking in. Patty Chance says, go Big Blue. Robin Barkman checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue, finish strong. Doug and Crystal Wolfer listening tonight. Sagers and Heitman. Pat Powers. Hey, our buddy Pat Powers Pat down Powers. In Eddyville. Voice of the Rockets. Checking in from next door to the football field. Proud to call Albie our hometown. Alicia, Lisa, and Baby P. Third down play here. A pitch. Schultz trying to get to the corner. No room to work there. It'll be brought down, and that's going to bring a fourth down. Albie's going to be forced to punt out of that south end zone, T. That's a shadow you don't want to have to kick out of.
No, it's not. You know, and a healthy Alex Schultz makes that cut, you know. He just can't quite get enough weight on that angle.
See, special teams have got to be special here. We talk about kick returns and kickoff coverage, but right now getting a punt off is going to be huge.
Yeah, that's for sure. And everyone got to do their 1-11 here. That's all they have to worry about, doing their one job, and the play would go out right.
That's exactly right. You don't have to do any more than you've done all year long.
7-0. Yep. I'm sorry about that. 7-0 Albia. Final 1:13, and Albia is going to call a timeout to punt out of that south end zone.
Let the clock run down as far as they could on the play clock there. So a minute and 11 left in the game, Jason.
We know right now, Jimmy, that there are people all over this world right now that are sweating probably like you are and a little bit nervous.
What's Zobel say? Hug the radios, right?
That's right.
Hug and kiss.
Here we go, babes.
And this is what you want. You know, the third round, when you're talking about a trip to the Unidome right now, you want both teams to put up a good game, good effort, and you can't ask for a better game than this. We certainly want the Blue Demons to prevail and get this win. It would be huge for this team, for this program, and for this community.
Scott, Caitlin, and Danica Ammons checking in. Go Big Blue. Go Leshen Boys. A friend from Grandma. Okay. Go Big Blue. We need more Jimmy. Hacksaw and Pella.
Hacksaw!
Woo! Jeremy Hackett. Yeah. a big punt from and Jay Liston checked in. He thought that the Liston and Rogers right side of that line was
off. Nope.
Leshen stands in his own end zone. Here comes the snap. The punt gets it off. Low line drive kick, filled it at the 45-yard line, returned by Mediapolis, trying to get to the corner. Inside the 40, down close to the 30-yard line, and Mediapolis will have a short field. 1 minute to go. All right, Albia fans, let's lace them up, strap them up, and here we go, the final minute. 1 minute, and Albia is separated from the Udome and history. A historic season, 11 wins on the year. And we're down to this, the final minute. The offense has sold the tickets. The defense with a chance to send them to a championship.
Really is. You know, we've got the right defense out here. They know how to play hard. Go after and make these plays. Get four plays here, and we got this game.
Foster in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. A little quick pass. Knock down! Bryce Leshen makes a great defensive play. The pass was to the flat, and Bryce Leshen leaped up and knocked that down. Got one of those big old Leshen paws on it. Boy, he's not that tall, Dan, so he had to get up and get after it.
He definitely did, you know, and that's just what you want on the first down. I know the clock has stopped. Only 3 seconds went off on the play there, but it's a great stop. It only gives him three plays now to kind of try to get something absent a first down.
Second down now and 10, 57 seconds to go. Albia with a 7-0 lead. Rolling back, Foster has some pressure from the outside. Ryan Sarver gets chased. A lob towards the end zone and incomplete. And boy, that was tough coverage down there, T. Albia had two defenders on the receiver, but he nearly came up with it.
You know, if that guy would have had longer fingernails, he might have had that ball.
You know, a very good throw out of Foster coming, scrambling hard. Ryan Sarver had hot pursuit on him, really making him run hard, and I didn't think he was going to be able to get a good throw off, and indeed he did. Blake Barron and Shadow Leshen are right there in coverage with him. It was only going to be a miracle of a catch if he did, and if he did, it was going to be a touchdown. So a good stop there. Again, brings up third and 10.
need to stop this. Just two more plays here, and we've got this.
Keep it going, Big Blue. Finish strong. Don Carney, class of 94. Great broadcasting, Summers Brothers, and Dan the Man.
Out of way, Don.
Third down, 10 here. 50 seconds to go. Albia with a 7-0 lead. Minneapolis with the football from the Albia 30. Foster throws it across his body. Incomplete. And here we go. It's what it all comes down to. Minneapolis is out of timeouts. It'll be fourth down and 10. And, Jimmy, I don't know if it gets any bigger than this.
This is it, Jason. This is it. The dreams are coming true, Big. Oh, my goodness. Oh, let it out. Here we go.
Not a place and not a person standing. And on this fourth down play right here. Drama does not get written by Shakespeare any more than this, Dan Stacker.
Hey, and don't be surprised here. Again, you want to talk about drama. This defense has done a great job. Don't be surprised if up front Dalton Folkerts, Carter Isley, Brendan Bassett, or Justin Bossard, and Ryan Sarver, if they don't make a play right here. They've been bringing heat all night long.
Here we go.
No Foster's going to look deep. They can get a sack here.
T.C. and Jimmy lace them up. Here we go. Fourth down and 10. Foster rolls back. The pressure is on.
Step
in. There goes Foster. Down goes the dream for the Dome for Minneapolis. And hello, Cedar Falls. Here comes Blue Demon Nation.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You knew Foster was going to have to set himself up. And that pressure once again came in and couldn't be stopped.
The dreams of young men.
What do you think, Big E? Where's Big E at? You hiding now? Woo! Listen!
Christian, you're down there with the players,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, baby, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Blue Demon Nation, and the victory march is on. As
gotta get one
takes
more.
One more play.
The most prettiest play that I've seen all year long is about to happen.
We need the gong, we need the cannon, and we missed that big old horn in the north end zone. But what you can do all over Blue Demon Nation on the sound of this play,
yes,
you can honk those horns, scream out your backdoor window for a Blue Demon victory.
There it is.
And there it is.
There it is, folks.
A 12-0 season and the journey to the Dome, which began 12 short weeks ago. It finishes here tonight, and Coach Casebolt, the baton has been passed. How about that?
That is unbelievable. Congratulations to the community of Albion, especially this great football team. Well, I tell you, Coach Staten's been at this a long time as well. I've never seen a man smile so wide. Yesterday
Holy
was his
cow.
Birthday. What a great birthday present for him to have the team playing after and well beyond his birthday, which doesn't happen. Not only now, we got 8 days of rest. Next Saturday afternoon, we get to play up the Unidome.
And I see Christian and Jimmy, big hug down the field. You'll see hugs all night long. I'm going to tell you, folks, this win is for this class of students and every Blue Demon football player that put on that Blue Demon uniform all those years, and they get to take all the pride that's established in Blue Demon Nation, and they get to take it on the road. And I know, Dan, that the largest contingency of fans will be represented by Albia Community High School.
Are you kidding me? On a Saturday afternoon or late in the afternoon,
they'll shut down Albia and hello, Unidome.
Yeah, it'll be packed. This is historic. Why would you not be there next Saturday?
Well, someone's going to take the police department will have to escort all the fans, and you'll see the Blue Demons walk across the field, a perfect 12-0 season. And T, I know, buddy, we've been scripting this for a long time, but my eyes are filled with the tears that left that locker room just 6 years ago when those sixth graders left that field, that locker room on that football Saturday night to take on Centerville with the hopes of an undefeated season. And they said, no, this is not the end. This is yet the beginning. And our season, our careers will end on the Dome, on the floor of the Dome in Cedar Falls.
Full circle. Man, full circle. It just it don't get no better than this. I don't know how you guys can contain yourselves in that box up there, but I am so glad that I roam these sidelines because I've been pacing the whole game.
Thank you, Coach
Casebolt.
John Casebolt, for stopping by the press box. Albia fans, for 48 years, I have tears in my eyes. Couldn't be prouder of the program. Dan, I'll tell you what. I knew this day would come.
Yeah.
I knew this day would come. Those who believed in what was being made here, there was something that was being made, a transformation, not just on a football field, but a transformation in what a community can do when it rallies together. And what you've seen is a press box that was pre-painted, an end zone that was painted. You see a scoreboard that is second to none. You see a giant football helmet that our team runs through. This was a Blue Demon win by a football team tonight, but it's going to be a celebration of a community.
Oh, it is, and that's what really is a result of this. And I want to go back back to this team. You know, you talk about these seniors, which are just some of the best leaders and young men you'll ever meet. But this is something we've been seeing coming. I've been a part of the youth football program with you as well. You know, we're talking these three grades, the sophomore, junior, and senior class, have some of the best athletes that we've ever seen come through as a conglomerate of a group of kids. And you just knew this was going to be an opportunity for them if they would choose to work hard. And you can't say enough. This wasn't just this year. They have worked their tails off since that fifth and sixth grade program, these seniors have. The juniors have followed their lead. The sophomores are coming right up beneath them. You can't say enough good things. And you got to tip your hat to Mediapolis. They're receiving their trophy right now for being in the state tournament. What a great opponent for us to get, cut our teeth to get to the dome. These are the defending, or excuse me, the runner-ups last year, 17-15 loss in the finals last year. This is not a slouch of a team. These are a great group of young men over here that we just were victorious against.
T, let's go down to you, buddy, on that wireless mic. I know the adrenaline's still rolling through you.
I tell you what, man, this is awesome. Look at this north end zone down here.
It's ready to explode. Here comes the Blue Demons over to sing the Albia fight song to Blue Demon Nation all over the world, bouncing off that International Space Station.
Ball! They got the ball!
They've got the game ball. I want that.
Love you, Jason.
You guys are sick, dude. Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Ready? One, two. One, two, three, four. On Albia, we're loyal to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albia, spirits are high. Whenever we see those colors go by. Years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, oh Albia High.
I love you, Jason.
Love you, Dalton.
He loves you, too.
Hey, fans.
Hey, fans.
Go, fans.
Go, fans.
Out of way.
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 Out of way. Yeah.
And then there were four. Four teams remain in all of Class 2A, and look out. The north end zone has erupted in the student body as they take the field to come and congratulate their Blue Demon football team. And you can hear in the background, the entire Blue Demon fans and the nation of what a night for Albia football. What a night for a community with so much pride, Dan. You look at the restoration of our square, what's taking place there. You look at the new track. You look at the new pool. You look at all the things that have happened over these years, and you say this is a town that's going to carry a lot of pride. And I know the caravan that will exist to you and I will be a very, very long one.
Yeah,
you know it is. It's something that all of us that are born and raised here, you know, we've all aspired to. We all had our dreams of trying to do it. Can't be more proud of these young men for actually making it happen. And you just, you're just, there's so much pride in you right now. You just can't believe it. You're swelling up with it. You want to see this continue for two more games for this squad here. 12-0. You know, we're taking on an incredibly tough walk-on team that by a lot of folks has picked to win it. They're a very stout group of kids and very great. The stats, you know, what's really just jumping out of me on that defense. We talk about that sack to finish the game. Ryan Sarver has two, Dalton Folkerts has two, Carter Isley has two, Bryce Leshen, Hugh Sinclair, and Justin Bossert each have one. I mean, that's putting a lot of heat on that quarterback to come up with there with nine sacks there in a game. Incredible effort out of that defense. Offensively, both teams really had to slug it out. It was pretty tough, which is what you expect on a 7-0 game. That's Russ Bear there. I can tell that cheer when the going gets tough. That's a Russ Bear cheer. He's so proud of that defense and Shadow Lesson with that interception. You know, he's loving that defense. The sacks are coming on. Great job.
Jimmy, the shark tank on that defense, it got that drop of blood, and we've talked about that all year. Everything seems to be contagious, and no one wants to be left out of making a big play, and you saw it across the entire team. Everyone was making a contribution, and not just in little ways, but in big ways.
Hey, would you smell it like that? When you start smelling it, that's what the Rock used to say. When you smell it, you want it. And when you want it, the other person wants it. And he gets it, he wants it, and it starts rolling. And once that starts rolling, then they all come in. And when they all come in, guess what happens? You see the scoreboard, didn't you, Big? They all rolled in. Here comes a 7-0. Nothing. Get some of that, Biggs.
Well, Christian, we talked about this offense all season long has been so potent. And tonight, Mediapolis brought another tough defense. When you don't get to the dome like they did last year and play in the championship game and not have a special kind of defense. And we thought, you know, look at the stats. You say, here comes two firepower offenses. And yet it was the defense that stole the show tonight.
Offense wins games. Defense wins championships. That's all I got to say.
I mean, that just says it right there, and it's very true. And this defense is going to have to do it. Again, we got Walk-On up there. That's a very potent,
gonna be good.
Potent team, great who offense. Is,
who's not going to be good going to the Dome? You know, who's not going to believe when they go to the Dome they have a chance? What it comes down to, Dan, and I think one of the things, the secret ingredient to this football team is a will to win. And a will to win that is arrived out of what is expected from him as a coach. Not to win on a scoreboard, but that you win as a person, and you are your best. And when you play your best, sometimes you can be the best, but again, only for a short while.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's going to come down to, again, as they prepare, they've got 8 days to get ready, which is great, but it's going to come down to just go out and make plays. You know, we're going to have to, you know, it's the same 100 yards, it's the same field, it's the same setup. Yes, it's inside, it's warm, so that's great, but it's just a matter of going out and making your plays and let the chips fall where they may. We have a very good team, and we take a backseat to nobody in terms of our ability, and it's going to be fun to see this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the speed that we have playing on turf.
Yes.
We are going to fly around that field. That's going to be something to see. I think it'll be very, very special.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout, come right back here, and continue this extended version of Friday Night Lights. This is a playoff special, the road to the Dome. 7-0 Blue Demons. Albia punches his ticket. You and I.
Albia, Monroe County. Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stayed.
And we made a pact coming out of the locker room that that was not the end of a season. That was the beginning of a pursuit to end your season, to end your career indoors playing on the Dome. And that dream has come to fruition tonight.
Yeah, for all of us, it's just been a dream come true. I mean, from the start, we've always, you know, our whole grade, we said that, yeah, we're going to go play for the Dome. We're not settling for anything less than that. And it's come true.
The offense was hard to get going tonight. You know, they really did a good job, Mediapolis, of covering things up and really making Brett throw off the back foot. But your defense really had to come through for you guys tonight.
Yeah, their defense was strong and fast, probably one of the best ones we've seen yet. But all it takes is one scoring for our defense to do the rest, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, let's talk about playing on the Dome floor. That's going to be a nice dry surface for a change without the wind blowing around. And I bet you those legs are looking forward to running indoors and showing off that speed.
Oh, yeah, always look forward to it. Very fast.
Zach, congratulations. An outstanding season, an outstanding young man, and we're so proud of what you guys have done. And tonight you guys have done something not just for yourselves but an entire community and all those guys that have donned those uniforms over history.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, I got Shadow Leshen over here. And, Joe, if you could cue up play number 6 real quick for us, play number 6 here. Let's go ahead and hear that play right quick as Shadow Leshen interception.
Line, I had faith in my brothers in the back. I mean, they hadn't scored all night, and I didn't expect them to score here. I knew we were going to get a stop, and just seeing it at last is like, I don't know, it's kind of, you don't really have the words to say anything because you've busted your butt and worked hard all summer, all since last time we played football, and just sitting here and realizing that we're on our way is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, we called it like the Shark Tank. The way I refer to your defense is when you get a little drop of blood in that old Shark Tank, you guys go crazy. It was a frenzy out there. And on that last play, that's what happened. It was just a frenzy.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, we knew we could stop them. We knew that they weren't going to score. We knew that where we were at, we know that when it comes time to crunch, like when it comes to either nut up or shut up, I mean, we can do it. And I believe in our defense, and I believe that we can go and win a state championship.
Well, that's just it, Dalton. This team had a mission and a goal, and it included the Uni Dome, but that wasn't the stop of this dream. The dream is to come home with the state championship.
Oh, yeah. At the beginning of the year, before we ever played a game, we had a breakaway with our football team, got together, made 5 top goals, and what we really put as our number one, actually number 5, we went from smallest to biggest, 5 being the... thanks. 5 being the biggest, 1 being the smallest. Number 5 was win a state championship. So we didn't put first-round playoffs. We didn't put second-round playoffs. We put state championship.
Well, Dalton, congratulations. So proud of you, young man. You're a great football player, but a better human being, and that's what I love you for.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Dalton Folker's one of that tough defensive linemen up front, and let's go over to Dan Stocker, who's kind of with Carter Isley.
Yep, I got Carter Isley right here. Carter's a newcomer to this Blue Demon football squad. Really late to the dance here, Carter, healing up from a shoulder surgery in offseason. A sophomore who comes in the last few games and is really tearing it up. What an outstanding job. You're credited with 2 sacks tonight, a couple of monster hits. How's that feel out there playing the way you did tonight?
It feels great to be part of this team, and Can't be better than this.
You know, and it comes in. I know that's all right. You're a little nervous. It's all good, man. I told you this is going to be the first of many interviews for you, so just relax. What's going through your mind when you're out there and you're on that end and you're rushing and trying to contain that quarterback who likes to run, and yet you guys are out there just hustling and just keeping right after? What's that like? What's that feeling? What's going through your head?
I'm just trying to get the guy down and make a big play, bump up the defense, and try to turn it over.
Now, you got to be excited. You're going to the Dome. You're going to finish up the season on turf. It's going to be warm. The speed is really going to be shown for this Blue Demon squad. You guys are just going to be able to peel it back and go get it. Wacon's going to be your opponent, a great team up north. I know you don't have any chance to scout them or anything yet, but you got to be excited about that next Saturday afternoon to go out there and play Wacon and then get a Dome.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's Carter Isley.
Great job.
First of many jobs. And I'd like to go, if you would, go ahead, Joe. Let's go ahead and play that big hit he had on defense there. Go ahead and replay that. What a monster hit there.
Tonight, the defense had to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, our offense, you know, scored that first touchdown. They weren't moving the ball very well. But, you know, they stuck in there and didn't give any big turnovers that really changed us. And our defense just stuck in there and, you know, put their nose to the ball and
Great job out of you, buddy. I'm so proud of you guys, and I know you got a big week ahead of you because it's not just getting there, it's finishing there.
Yeah, it is. Yep. We got two more games left. Next one, biggest one is the next one on our schedule.
Amen. That is Ryan Sarver. I saw Griffin Osing. Griffin Osing! Griffin Osing. The tank is walking off the field. You can't walk away from me, buddy. How about that, Griffin Osing?
Speechless. I mean, it hasn't sank in yet. Maybe a little bit later tonight, but right now it's just... It's surreal. It's kind of like it's kind of close to my first round at state wrestling. Other than that, it might in the morning it'll set in. It might not even be close, but right now it's just kind of the surreal moment. So
this team really challenged, you know, and it's a good challenge to get right here to get to the Dome, because you guys don't want to just get there. We've been talking to everyone. It's not just the goal to get there. It's a goal to win, and the defense had to get challenged like this tonight. It's been challenged all year long, but to get a win like this going into playoff or into the it's big.
That team is just so – I mean, I got to give credit to that team. They were strong. They were fast. And they were strong, obviously. I mean, they had kids with – oh, my gosh, 18. He was a little tank, and he was only 5'6". Drew Foster, that quarterback, he's a stud. He was running and spinning and throwing. And, I mean, their wide receivers were good. Their defense was so fast. Adam Drain, number 85, was just so fast. He always was blowing up plays and – You know, our defense and our offense, we got young kids, but they stepped up, and it's just amazing. Our defense, you know, I only played one half of defense tonight, but I mean, I didn't need to play defense. We had younger guys, like freshmen, but they're not freshmen, they're sophomores now. Blake Lawless and Bryce Leshin, Hunter Weldon stepped up big tonight. You know, They're big kids now. They're ready to play, and I don't think anything's going to stop them in the Dome.
Great job out of you, Griffin the Tank. Griffin the Tank Osing. That is your new name, big boy.
I like it.
Love it. Have a great job, Griffin Osing. Dan, I see you guys along the way. Who you caught up with?
I got one of those unsung heroes, one of the offensive linemen, star sophomore on this team here, Ryan Romanko. He's done a phenomenal job all season. Ryan, congratulations. You guys have punched your ticket, your first ticket. You got a chance to go three times here. But congratulations on a great season and a great effort.
Oh, thank you. Hats off to the defense. They did an outstanding job tonight.
Oh, definitely did. The offense did. Yeah, but don't be so modest. You guys came out really well, executing your game plan to start the game. The both first two possessions, you really smacked them in the mouth, opened up really big holes before Mediapolis was able to make some adjustments to it. And that was huge for us. Get in, you know, we got in the red zone the first possession, and then you scored on the second. And it set the table. We got that 7-0 lead, and 7's all we needed tonight. And that, again, out of the sophomores, you guys have really grown up and done a phenomenal job. We've seen you lead block, and we've seen you man up in your spot. And it's got to give you a lot of pride to know you guys have done such a good job out there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's probably not the best question to get you set up there. But talk about, you know, how hard have you been working? Did it just, and we've talked about this all year, I know the answer. It didn't start just this year, did it?
Oh, no. We've been working since last November, since we lost that playoff game, and we've just been working our butts off during practice, during the summer and everything.
You know, and I know you guys have, and we've been talking. I know I had the pleasure of coaching you guys when you guys were in youth football, and we talked about it. When you guys are sophomores, you're going to have a real chance to contribute, and I've just been impressed that, you know, you and Nick Yarkoski have really done a yeoman's job on the line. That's not an easy place for an offensive lineman to be. You're going against some big guys. You know, CMB had some huge guys on the line for you, and you guys just manhandled them all year long, and that has to be a testament to your speed, your strength, and your smarts as much as anything to come in as sophomores. And also got some good leaders there with you. What's that like working with some of the other linemen with you on the group there?
Oh, it's great. We keep our spirits up, and
Now, what do you think about going to the Unidome? Going to be on turf, going to use that speed and be ready to rock and roll there. I got 8 days to get ready for it and play. Last two games are going to be inside where it's worn.
Oh, my God, it's going to be great.
Well, Ryan, we really appreciate it. Appreciate you taking time. I know we're getting filled out here. Congratulations. Great season. Keep this train rolling.
Thank you.
All right, Dan. Great job at that offensive line. I'm standing next to the superintendent of Albia Schools, a man that bought a vision and bought a dream, and he's looking around. It just seems like yesterday you were playing on this field, Kevin, and you know the pride that exists when you wear that jersey. And for all the guys that wore that jersey over history, tonight wasn't just a win for this 2013 football team and football program. It's a win for everyone who wore that jersey.
Oh, that's right, Jason. I think the alumni would be proud tonight of the Blue Demons. We had Coach Casepole was back to watch the game. It was a great crowd tonight. And, yeah, we're all part of history. It's great stuff.
Well, Kevin, this week for the school district, I can't even fathom the caravan that's going to take place up to the Unidome.
Yeah, I think by the looks of this crowd we had tonight, we're going to fill that place next Saturday. And yeah, the school, we're all excited for the great fall season for all our sports. You know, we've talked about that before, and going to the Dome just caps it.
Well, I know you want to go enjoy the moment, enjoy the night. Congratulations, and kudos to you and the board who hired this coach. Because not only is he getting wins on the scoreboard, he's making winners in life.
Yeah, Coach Staten's a class act. And I want to thank you guys, Jason, and KIC, that do a great job for school spirit and supporting these all our teams. So thanks to KIC, and go Blue Demons.
To the Dome we go, and Jimmy and Big T, we're going to meet with you guys. I see Dan across the way, and I'm going to catch up with Dan along the way here.
We're going to get a chance here in just a minute here. We'll catch up with the man himself, Coach Staten, to talk about this train and this drive that he's had in the program. If you got a few minutes, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I've got one right here. Coach, I got Coach Folkerts. Coach, dadgone it, buddy. You know, if they don't score, you can't lose. And gosh darn it, you know, it's really hard and it's a little bit surreal. And I know there probably won't be a good night of sleep, a lot easier night of sleep with the win. But still, the emotion that's going to go through all the kids' minds, coaches' minds, and the whole community's mind.
Yeah, I tell you, it's fun to be able to sit back and think about, you know, over the years, you know, back when we were doing the little kids' football and the dreams that they had then, you know, right out back out here. And, you know, 6 years ago, I was the one on the radio talking, and we had to talk about the losses that we were taking and the losses that we were taking. You know, the walks that you regretted, you know, that you didn't want to take. And now we get to talk about the winning side. And, you know, these kids have paid the price. The teams that have come before them, you know, laid the groundwork. And all these guys did was stay on that highway and keep paving it tight, you know, packing it tighter. And I'm really proud of the kids and the coaching staff. You know, if it wasn't for the coaching staff believing in the players, and the players believing in the coaches, and the coaches, you know, it goes on and on. It's great. It's been a great journey so far, and it's not over yet.
No, and that's what I love about these kids. You know, they're winners. Winners aren't just looking to get to the next destination. They're looking to keep on going. And that's a different breed of kids, because the hurdle is sometimes set. Kids just want to get over it, but that's not the mentality of this team.
No, this team has one goal in mind, and that's to play for the number one slot. And, you know, it sounds to me like our next journey is we got to go up and play Waukon and bring our A game and you know, just keep getting better over this next week and be mentally and physically prepared like they have been all year long, you know. And if we keep getting better, you know, Waukon better hold on.
Tim Folkerts, defensive line coach, and boy, was that defensive line, TWFF, throw an extra F in there, tough.
Yeah, I tell you, they were geared up, and you know, we got – the guys feed off of one another, and they talk very well with one another. And that's what makes it nice. You know, the linebackers and the D-line were communicating really well, and the defense that we were running tonight, you know, it was good. And, you know, I can't take anything away from this Mediapolis team. My gosh, they got a whale of a team. And they played us tough all the whole game, you know, all 48 minutes. It took all 48 minutes to win this game, and that's what was nice. The kids stuck in, they believe, and they're bought in. So that's what got us there.
Tim Folkers, defensive line coach. Thanks so much, coach. Love you, and congratulations. Let's go along the way. Jimmy, T, and C, come on over here. We're going to catch up with Coach Coach Staten. Dan, you got Coach Staten.
Coach Staten, Coach, you said 6 years ago when you came here that you're going to get this team, you're going to show us how to get there and how to get back to the Unidome. You've been there yourself before as a coach. What an effort. What a great season. Tonight, the defense really rose to the challenge on a quality opponent in Mediapolis, and they really brought us in and got us to the Unidome. Congratulations to you, the squad, the coaching staff, and all the team.
Well, I appreciate that, but you have to remember that 6 years ago there were some young men who started playing football, and they bought into what we're doing. And it was I said it would take 3 years to turn a program around, and it did. And now we're starting to see it feed off of itself, and it's great to see the players from the past come back and celebrate with the players of today. And this was a hard-fought game. That was a very good football team that we had to play, and it was a dogfight the whole way.
You know, it was, and you talk about these kids, and they've bought in. The seniors, I've just been so impressed this year when we do our player interviews. They talk about the team. They talk about what they're leaving for future kids to play in coming up. They really understand their picture and their place in the bigger picture. They really want to represent their town, their community very well, an outstanding group of leaders, and that's got to really help you to know that you've got those coaches, if you will, on the field and all those seniors that are out there playing with so many sophomores and juniors playing alongside them.
Well, we say that we play for those who played before us and those are to follow us, and that's kind of the way we do. We don't want to think that we're the whole world. It takes a lot of people to make a football program, and right now we have a lot of kids that have really bought into our philosophy, and the philosophy wins. I didn't make it up. I got it from my college coach. And you know, when you go out to try to beat the other team, you're putting the focus on them. But when they come to beat us and we come to be us, then we just have to play our best, and that's all we can do. We can't play better than our best. I mean, your best is your best, and if they're able to get you, then we'll clap our hands for them and salute them as they go by. But so far, nobody's been able to do that.
Coach. I love you. I love you. Give me a hug.
I love you.
No, you taught me a lot. I'm not a very good speaker, but I get enthused. I mean, I love to scream and get going, man, you know. And you got this calm, cool attitude because you've coached for so long. You've seen a lot of things, you know. But one thing I love about football is the intensity of it. And the thing I think that worked great for this year is the weight room. You know, these kids, and I don't know the records and all that stuff in the weight room, you know. They're trying to be their best in the weight room. Not trying to compete against each other. Compete against themselves, you know. But tell us, how important has that been with the weight room and the development? I mean, the town came together and raised all this money in a short period of time, and we have a facility that's unreal. But tell people how important that weight room actually is.
Well, being born in a garage doesn't make you a car. So
see what I'm saying?
You have to go into the weight room and work, no matter how good the facility is. And we're fortunate that we have as good a facility as any other 2A school in the state. But we went to have a 7-on-7 with Pella Christian, and their coach is a former college coach, and he's a smart guy. And he says, "My gosh, look at the chest on your guys. Look at their arms." And it was very obvious that our kids had been in the weight room. And in high school football, you either lift weights and get strong, or you die on the vine, because only the strong ones are left. There are no weak teams left playing football right now. And, you know, stronger you are, the longer you can play harder in a game. And we certainly, as the game goes on, we get stronger.
And with you being a coach and coaching in the Dome, Coach, before, what's the key thing that we have to do in order to go and win in the Unidome?
Well, you had to score more than 7 points, I think. When your offense is clicking, you got to keep it clicking. You got to play great defense. But the only thing different is indoors, and the turf is artificial, and the temperature's warm. We'll be in shirt sleeves. But other than that, it's a football field, and they're football players, and we're football players, and we go out and we'll do our best, and they'll try to beat us, and we'll just try to be the best us we can be. So we'll see blocking tackling wins football games.
You know, Coach, and I really think that we've built that you and your coaching staff has really built a culture in our community with football. But you know, what I appreciate about you guys is everybody's a brother. You know, the whole EMAP thing, and from the very first time, you know, you came here and took the names off the backs of the jerseys. You know, there was people that said, "Oh my gosh, I don't know who is everybody." You know, and that's just one of the things that I just really appreciate about this, and is we're not just coaching football.
Well, we don't intend to bring attention to ourselves. It is amazing what can be accomplished when some dedicated people put their hearts and souls together, and nobody cares who gets the credit. And that's the thing that fosters closeness and brotherhood, and that has really served us well. And I'm proud of our players for buying into that philosophy. And we don't need to have our names on the back of our jerseys. Our number is our name, and by making great plays, people will learn that number, and then they discover who you are. So,
Coach, one thing for sure. They may not know the individual names, but they will remember the name of Albia with a trip to the Dome.
Well, we are Albia, and we're proud, and we have great support. We have players that play hard, and you know, each week there's a new challenge, and we get ready now for the most important game on our schedule, the next one. The players can celebrate for maybe 24 hours, but the coaches will start getting ready right now for the next ball game.
I've got to talk to Coach, the other Coach Staten, Coach Jeff Staten. Coach, you made a little bike trip earlier this year, just a small one. It started in Cedar Falls and ended on Ironman Field. And when you brought that football into town, you stopped and met my youth football team, and you talked to them. And you left it with two words: "We believe."
We believe. That's something that, you know, when Coach Staten came here 6 years ago, he told people, "We're going to go play for a championship." In that first year, we were 0-9. And so people kind of looked at him like, "You're crazy." But, you know, we believe, and the kids believed, and here we are. We're going to go play for a championship.
Love you, Coach. I know you listen. And I got to ask, she never gets any of the spotlight, and she's going to get it right now, because Mrs. Staten, the beautiful Mrs. Staten, talk about guys that marry up. He is the one that did it. I know you're really proud of your husband, but and I know you love football because you had to watch a lot over the years, but he's become a role model to lots of men.
He has, and I'm very proud of that. A lot of them came back to watch the game tonight, so we had a lot of support from out of town. So 50 years of watching football games.
And you guys have been married a long time, 50 years, 51 years. That's right, you celebrated 50 last year. But Sharon, how do you do it, staying married to a football coach who sometimes their life becomes football, and that can be a real challenge to the wife of a football coach?
Well, he kind of says, "Goodbye, dear, football's here when it starts, and then, hello, hon, football's done when it's over."
Yeah.
I just go along.